J.J. Watt, obviously a dynamic playmaker, and now on both sides of the ball. As we welcome you back to Giants First and 10 here on MSG, time to put item number 5 up on the board, and that is J.J. Watt and Roman Oben. You're going to take a little closer look at J.J. Watt and some of the things that make him a special player.
Well, first of all, you know, J.J. Watt is really the epitome of an every down, multiple positions from a defensive line guy. He's big, he's fast, he's explosive. He can use his hands extremely well. And he can, when you can disrupt the pocket from the inside, it's tremendous. I mean, most 3-4 guys can't go to the 4-3 mode. And he makes these guards and centers and these phone booth players, he makes them stretch. And in a typical 4-3, he can get skinny, he can dip and rip, and do the things that a speed rush defensive end can do, come around the corner. And then in the running game, he can create his own plays. It's not about the scheme for him. He can take a guard, toss him, and go disrupt the run play, you know, by himself. I mean, these are some of the things that he does well. So he's really equally effective in the run and the pass as well.
So as we look at these plays of J.J. Watt, you as a former offensive lineman, how do you deal with this?
You've got to bring your lunch. You've got to block him the entire down. You can't slide to him because you don't know where he's going to line up. And so, really, this is a play where everybody's live because you don't know where he's going to line up. I mean, you see him push an offensive tackle 340 pounds into the backfield and then disrupt the pass when the line was sliding to the left. So he's all over the place, and he's very effective. He uses his abilities well.
All right, now you guys played defense, and you had some pretty good linemen in front of you as linebackers. First of all, break down the game of J.J. Watt and why you think he's a special player.
You know, he reminds me of me when I was in college and I played defensive line. I mean, honestly, he has great leverage. He has explosion off the ball. He can get off of blocks. He has strength. And he knows all of the moves to get to the quarterback. He can overpower you, but then he can also, you know, get around you. So he really is one of the more complete defensive linemen that I've ever seen, period.
And when you take that talent and you take what Roman said, not being able to allow him to rest because he has a relentless motor.
Yeah.
So you can't stop midway through a play because he'll eventually wreck it. So he's a guy, like Roman says, no downs off for him. You got to stay on him all the time because he has a great motor.
Roman, what about his ability to use his hands as we saw illustrated there? How do you combat that if you're an offensive lineman?
You've got to stay on your feet. You've got to play with leverage. Again, the motor's important, but when you're 6'5", 290 pounds, and you can extend and get a guy to lean and then jerk him and get rid of him like it's a bag. I mean, literally. Guys with shorter arms really have problems with J.J. Watt. And I know, you know, Justin Pugh, some of these guys, we don't have a lot of long arm guys on this line. But it's going to be a fight. But it's not about one guy, but it's about everyone really just doing their job, running and passing.
Who is the best guy quickly that you ever had to deal with that's in a similar range to J.J. Watt?
I'd have to say Michael McCrary, who was at Baltimore. He didn't have a long career, but he just played hard every down. And obviously Michael Strahan could do it both run and pass.
All right, guys, good stuff on J.J. Watt. The Giants, we could talk about it in the studio. They got to deal with him on Sunday. We're